Today's daf is daf Mem Amid Aleph, and yesterday we stopped at Hanu B'nei Gnona, which is approximately 15 lines down from the top, the two dots. And we're talking about a guy who brings for a Jew Gdulei Karka that were cut on Yontif, and he's not allowed to benefit them from on Yontif. And even a Motzoi Yontif, he has to wait B'chdei Shiyasa, the amount of time it would take to cut them down and do this Malacha, so he shouldn't benefit from the Malacha, as it's clear from the Gemara Beitz on Daf Chav Dalet. Hanu B'nei Gnona, there was a story of those who used to build canopies, and they used to cut Hadassim down to beautify the canopy for the Chos of Akal. De Gozulei Asa B'yom Tov Sheni, and on the second day of Yontif, they cut down these Gnochrim, cut down these hadassim and brought them for the Israeli Urta. On Motzei Yontif, the people came to Ravina to ask him the Shaila, are they allowed to enjoy the benefit of these hadassim and smell them? Sharalahu, and he allowed them, Ravina, le'orche be'lialter, immediately after Yontif, to smell and benefit from these Hadassim that were cut down by the Goyim on Yontif itself. In other words, we could be making on Yontif Sheni with regard to this halacha of waiting b'chdei shiyasa for a halacha that was done by a Goy on behalf of Yisrael. You'll soon see that Rava rejects this, but this is Ravina's opinion. Amar le Rava bar tachlifa le Ravina leisa lehu mar mipnei she'edem b'nei Torah. Perhaps we should be very careful, and if we are more lenient for these people and allow them to smell the Hadassim immediately after Yontif, without waiting Kadei Shiyasa, they're going to believe that Yontif Sheni is on a different level than Yontif Rishon, and since they're not B'nai Torah, we should be afraid of the fact that they will be Mezalzel in Yontif Sheni. We see that Kedushas Yontif Sheni is something that's very precarious. Maskif lo Rav Shmaya, Taima Dieno B'nai Torah, B'nai Torah Shari. So Rav Shmaya asks the following question, and if they were B'nai Torah, you would be allow them to benefit from this malacha that was done on Yontif for Yisrael immediately after Yontif? V'abi'ina b'chdei she'yasu, we have to wait by virtue of enactment of the Chacham, the Gzeres Chacham, you always have to wait after Shabbos, after Yontif, the Kedei she'yasu, the amount of time it would have taken to do that malacha. You can't allow you to benefit from a malacha that was done by a Goy on your behalf immediately after Shabbos. And Ozlu Shailu Rava Maluhu Be'inon Bechdei Shiyasu. And when they asked the question to Rava, in fact, Rava agreed with this logic and this principle of Rav Mishaya. So this brings us to the Sugya of Rabbi Dosa. And you'll see this in the middle of the Amud. We're up to Mem Amud Aleph, and we're at the two dots. And the first word in the line is Be'inon, so we're up to Rabbi Dosa. Our Mishnah back on Daf Lamed Tes had quoted the halacha of Rabbi Dosa ben Hyrcanus, who says, Ha'over l'fnei ha'teva, b'yontif shel Rosh Hashanah, on yontif of Rosh Hashanah, because we don't know which day is Rosh Hashanah, then the Shliach Tzibur should set up a Tanai. What is the Tanai? He should say to the Ribbono Shel Olam, Hachlitzenu Hashem Elokeinu es Yom Rosh HaChodesh HaZeh, just like on any Rosh Chodesh, we ask Hashem to give us that extra strength and propel us on Rosh Chodesh. And then you add the words, according to Rabbi Dosa at least, Im Hayom Im Lamachar, whether it be today that's Rosh Chodesh or tomorrow that's Rosh Chodesh. And the same thing he should say tomorrow, on the second day of Rosh Hashanah, he should say that Hachlitzeni, if today is Rosh Chodesh, and if yesterday was Rosh Chodesh, then yesterday was Rosh Chodesh. Omar and the Chachamim rejected this. Omar Rabba, Ki Avina Be Rav Huna, when I was in the yeshiva of Rav Huna, Iboiluhan, we had the following suffix, Ma'ala Hazkir She Rosh Chodesh B'Rosh Hashanah. In the Tfilas Musaf of Rosh Hashanah, should we add a mention of Rosh Chodesh? And we should say, V'site Lano Hashem Elokeinu Es Yom HaZikaron HaZeh, and Es Yom Rosh HaChodesh HaZeh, which is also called the Yom HaZikaron. And since there's a special Korban Musaf that is generated by Rosh Chodesh, every Rosh Chodesh we have a Tfilas Musaf to replace the Korban Musaf in the Beis HaMikdash, why should we omit such a Tfilah in the Musaf that mentions the Karban Musaf on Rosh Hashanah, because Rosh Hashanah is Rosh Chodesh Tishrei, and like any Rosh Chodesh, we have to bring a separate Karban of Rosh Chodesh, and that's brought as a separate Soyer Lechatos on Rosh Hashanah, commemorating the fact, or shall we say, generated by the fact that today is Rosh Chodesh, or maybe not. And what's it? The Gemara now is going to explain the two tzadim. The first tzad to say Es Yom Rosh Hachodesh Hazeh, Yom Hazikaron Hazeh Chalukin, Kevin the Chalukin B'Musafim. Since, as far as the Korban Musaf is concerned, in addition to the Korbanos Musaf of Rosh Hashanah, there are additional Korbanos that are brought to Korban Musaf, in this case, of Rosh Chodesh. And we bring two sets of Musafim in the Beis HaMikdash, the Musaf of Rosh Hashanah and the Musaf of Rosh Chodesh. And that's codified by the Torah at the end of Bamidbar Chav Tes, Ubechodesh HaShvi'i Bechod LaChodesh, meaning on Rosh Hashanah, you bring the following Korban, Milvad, in addition to the Olas HaChodesh Minchasa. Is there Famrina? We have to mention it at Tefillah, which is Tefillah's Musaf as a replacement for the Karban Musaf of Rosh Chodesh. We have to mention Rosh Chodesh. Dilma, perhaps, Zikaron Echad Ol Lekan Ol Lekan. Once we say those words, V'sitein Lano Hashem Elokeinu Es Yom HaZikaron HaZeh, included in the words Yom HaZikaron HaZeh are both Rosh Hashanah and Rosh Chodesh. In a sense, we killed two birds with one stone. Why? Because in Parshas Emor, the Torah, when it describes Rosh Hashanah, it says, V'chodesh HaShvi'i V'chod LaChodesh Yelachem Shabbosan Zichron Truah. So we see that Yom HaZikaron, meaning Rosh Hashanah, is called Yom HaZikaron. And Rosh Chodesh is also called Yom HaZikaron, as we said before. And therefore, one mention of Yom HaZikaron should suffice for both Rosh Hashanah and Rosh Chodesh. And perhaps the Gemara's suffix really revolves around the question as to whether or not we have to replace the Karban. That was the first tzad. That's called Chalukim B'Musafim. Or perhaps we need just the Shmoneh Esrei that integrates into the very Kiddush Sayom, that central bracha, a mention of the day. What is this day? How is it unique? What is its special sanctity? And therefore Yom HaZikaron really covers both of us, because the special sanctity of this day is that it's both Rosh Chodesh and Rosh Hashanah. Amalon. So Rav Huna responds to the question of Rabbah, Tenisua, we learned it in our Mishnah. This is a Mishnah back on Daf Lamed Tes. Rabbi Dosa, Omer, HaOver L'fnei HaTeva. In other words, a person on Yontif of Rosh Hashanah should say, Ach Litzeni Hashem Elokeinu Es Yom Rosh HaChodesh HaZeh Im HaYom Im L'Machar. And again, repeat the same thing on the next day. V'lahodu L'Chacham, the Chacham rejected it. My love, shouldn't we assume that when it says L'Hodu L'Chachamim L'Hazkir, they did not agree with the view of Rabbi Dosa that on Rosh Chodesh, in the Tefillas Rosh Hashanah, we should mention the fact that it's Rosh Chodesh. They rejected it. In other words, Chachamim held that there's no need to mention Rosh Chodesh specifically as an addition to the Tefillas Musaf of Rosh Hashanah, because we say that Zikaron is Ol Lekan Ol Lekan, versus Lo. That's not what it means, L'Hod Lo Chachamim. What they rejected was Lahasnos, meaning even the Chachamim agreed to Rabbi Dosa that on the day of Rosh Hashanah, we have to mention in Atfilos, in Tfilos Musaf, Es Yom Rosh HaChodesh HaZeh. However, to add Im HaYom, Im HaEmesh, whether it's today or it was yesterday, that kind of Tanai, that's what the Chacham rejected. Because they hold that once you mention a Tanai, people think that yes, maybe it is Rosh Hashanah, maybe it's not Rosh Hashanah, we should avoid mentioning a Tanai. However, as far as mentioning Rosh Chodesh in the davening, there's no Tana that argued against Rabbi Dosa. Even the Chachamim concede that we have to mention on Rosh Hashanah, it's Yom Rosh HaChodesh HaZeh. And that's on both days of Rosh Hashanah, without any Tanai. Hachinam Mistabra. It's logical to explain the Chachamim that way. Midikatoni B'Braisa, let's look at the Braisa. It says in the Braisa, V'chein hoy Rabbi Dosa osei b'Rosh HaChodesh meskol Hashanah Kula. Not only on Rosh Hashanah did Rabbi Dosa advocate in favor of a Tanai, but even on Rosh Chodesh the whole year round. Why? Because they didn't know whether Beis Din accepted and received the Edim to be Mekadesh L'Chodesh, which means whether today, the 30th day of the previous month, is the first day of the month, and last month is a Chodesh Chaser, or did they postpone sanctifying Rosh Chodesh until the next day, which is day 31, and that becomes the first day of the new month. So every Rosh Chodesh, the people were in a state of doubt, and therefore Rabbi Dosa would again advocate that on Rosh Chodesh, every Rosh Chodesh of all 12 months of the year, not just on Tishrei, we should recite Hachlitzenu Hashem Elokeinu b'yom Rosh Chodesh im hayomim lemachar v'lo hodu lo, and the Chachamim did not accept that view of Rabbi Dosa. So what do we see from this price? If you're going to tell me that the subject of the debate between Rabbi Dosa and the Chacham is lahasnos, whether we could add and should add, and we're allowed to add, this tonight of imayomim luachar, mishum hachilo hodulo, we begin to understand why the Chachamim, just like they rejected Rabbi Dosa with regard to Rosh Hashanah, they rejected Rabbi Dosa, this Tanai business of Sofek, with regard to all Rosh Chodeshim. Ela I Armit Lahazkir, if the machlokis is whether or not on Rosh Chodesh we should mention, on Rosh Hashanah, excuse me, we should mention Rosh Chodesh, because maybe Zikar Nechad is Olu L'Kulam, then what does this have to do with other Rosh Chodeshim? For sure we should mention Rosh Chodesh on every Rosh Chodesh. And the subject of this price explicitly is Rosh Chodeshim Shel Kol Hashanah Kula. There would be no reason why the Chachamim recorded in this price would argue against Rabbi Dosa with regard to mentioning Rosh Chodesh on any Rosh Chodesh the whole year round. But rather it must be that they objected to that addition of Rabbi Dosa Im Hayomim Machar, adding a Tanai. And that machlokis therefore becomes relevant not just to Rosh Hashanah as Aleph Tishrei, but to every single Rosh Chodesh, should we be adding it tonight? So the Gemara now asks the following question, Elamai Lahasnos, if you're going to tell me that the Chachamim are rejecting Rabbi Dosa only because of the additional Tanai, Lamali Leflugei Betarte, why did Rabbi Dosa and Chachamim have to argue twice? Once the machlokas is recorded as far as Rosh Hashanah is concerned, and then we have this price of recording the machlokas with regard to other Rosh Chodeshim. The same issue of Tanai should apply here and there, both on Rosh Hashanah and other, the balance of all the other Rosh Chodeshim of the year. Tzricha, we need both. De'iashmi ina and Rosh Hashanah. I might believe that the Rabbanan has specific objection against Rabbi Dosa in the case of Rosh Hashanah to add a Tanai. I would have thought the Haka Amir Rabbanan Delo Mishum Diyasi Lizil Zuebe. If you add the Tanai, is today Rosh Chodesh or is tomorrow Rosh Chodesh? Is today Rosh Chodesh or yesterday was Rosh Chodesh? They'll come to be Mizalzil on the second day, and they'll be Mekil and Dumaloch on the second day because it's only a Suffolk. And in people's mind, once it becomes a Suffolk, they'll be Mizalzil. And the Marshoi asks the question, why is the Gemara assume that the Zilzil problem is only on the second day of Rosh Hashanah? It should also be on the first day of Rosh Hashanah. But it has to do with the assumption on the part of the people that the first day of Rosh Hashanah is the real Rosh Hashanah. They'll be Mekel on the second day because you've already established and you've made it part of the Matbeah Shel Tefillah that you're going to mention the Suffolk. Avol b'Rosh Chodeshim Shel Kol Hashanah, there's no Issa Malach on Rosh Chodesh the rest of the year. Is the Ema Modulei L'Rab Dosa, they would not object to adding a Tanai. There's no Asi L'Zilzulei Bei. And Iyat Mar Baha, if we only had the Braisa that brings the Machlokes Li'inyan Shar Rosh Chodeshim, Baha Ka Amar Rabbi Dosa, Amo Bahach. But in the case of Rosh Hashanah, Ema Modulei L'Rab Bonan, maybe Rabbi Dosa would accept that we have to drop the Tanai on Rosh Hashanah, because on Rosh Hashanah they'll become to be Mizalza on the second day. Utsricha, therefore we need both. Meisvei, the Gemara is going to raise a kasha from a brisa on those who said before hachinami mistabra, that they took this brisa and they used this brisa as a stepping stone to derive the conclusion that the machlok shin chachom and Rabbi Dosa revolves around Tanai. But as far as the Azkar itself, even the chachom concede to Rabbi Dosa that we should mention Rosh Chodesh and Atfila of Rosh Hashanah. The Brisa says, Rosh Hashanah Shechalios B'Shabbos. Wow. Imagine. It's a few hours before Rosh Hashanah Shechalios B'Shabbos, and this is what we're learning in the Daf Yomi. How did Rameh Shapiro know to organize it like that? I don't know. Anyway, Beit Shammai Omer Mispalel Eser. According to the Shita Beit Shammai, in the Tfilas Musaf, when Rosh Hashanah overlaps with Shabbos, we have to expand the number of brachos. Instead of the classic 9 brachos of a regular Rosh Hashanah, when it's not Shabbos, 9 meaning the first 3 brachos, the last 3 brachos, and the 3 brachos of Malchios, Zichronos, and Shofros, totaling 9, because Malchios is going to be integrated into the Kedushas Hayom, so we end up with 9. But now that it's Shabbos, we have to add another bracha, and that's the bracha of Shabbos. And if we add another bracha of Shabbos, we jack up the number from 9 to 10. Beisil Omer Mispaltation, no. Even when Shabbos and Rosh Hashanah overlap, nevertheless, we only recite 9 brachos. And at the end of the Kiddushas Hayom, we will say, Baruch Ata Hashem Mekadesh HaShabbos V'Yisrael V'Yom HaZikaron. So we'll mention and integrate both Shabbos and Rosh Hashanah in the Chasimus HaBracha. V'Yim Isa, if you're going to tell me that we have to mention Rosh Chodesh in the Tefillah of Rosh Hashanah, which is the assumption of the Hachinam Mistabra, that even the Chachamim that argued against Reb Dosa, they only objected to the Tanai, but they agreed fundamentally that on Rosh Hashanah we do have to mention Rosh Chodesh, and there's a chiyuv now to integrate Rosh Chodesh into the Kedushas Hayom, is that Beit Shammai, according to the Shita Beit Shammai, whenever you have another day that overlaps, it requires a separate bracha, is a chasas rebi boile. Then Beit Shammai should have said that on Rosh Hashanah, Shechalios b'Shabbos, we have to add not one bracha, but 2 brachas. We have to add the bracha of Shabbos, and that jacks up the number from 9 to 10. And on top to boot, we have to add Rosh Chodesh, because now we're maintaining that even the Chacham and Rabbi Dosa agreed that we have to mention Rosh Chodesh in our tefillah of Rosh Hashanah. So now Rosh Hashanah has, in this particular case, of the overlap of Shabbos and Rosh Hashanah, we now have 3 different Kedushas Hayom that overlap and integrate on one particular day. We have the Kedusha of Rosh Hashanah, we have the Kedusha of Rosh Chodesh, and we have the Kedusha of Shabbos. And according to Beit Shammai, we're not going to apply the principle let's integrate all the Kedushas into one bracha. That's Beis Hillel's opinion, but Beit Shammai maintains that each Kedushas Hayom, each dimension of the day, has to have its own bracha. So to the same extent that Shabbos, when it coincides with Rosh Hashanah, has to have its own bracha, jacking up the number to 10, so too Rosh Chodesh, because Aleph Tishrei is Rosh Chodesh, requires a separate bracha. And that should have jacked up the number, at least according to Beit Shammai, to 11. And here we turn to Daf Mem Amud Beis. So the Gemara answers the following. Amar Abzera, you know, it's very possible that you're right. On Rosh Hashanah, we have to mention Rosh Chodesh. Even the Chacham agree that that has to be mentioned, has to be integrated into the Tefillah. And we're not going to say Zikaron Echad Ol Lekan Ol Lekan. If that be the case, you're asking me, why did Beit Shammai, in the case of Shabbos and Rosh Hashanah, end up with 10 brachos? Why didn't he add an 11th bracha, a separate bracha for Rosh Chodesh? Shani Rosh Chodesh, mitoch shekolo l'shachris v'yavis kolo nami b'musafim. This is a principle called kolel, and the Shita of Rabbi Zera is that Beit Shammai accepted the principle of kolel, and the principle of kolel tells me that you can mention the day without setting up a separate bracha for that day. And that's going to apply, for example, on many of the tefillos. Let's take, for example, Shacharis V'Arvis, and the same thing would apply to Mincha as well. What we're going to do is, we have a halacha called kolel. Let's give a classic example of kolel. Let's say, for example, on Yontif. On Yontif, we have the principle of kolel, and let's say Chol HaMoed. We're not going to set up a separate bracha for Yontif, for Mekadesh Yisrael Vazmanim, on Chol HaMoed, because we have kolel. Kolel means we're going to mention that this day of Chol HaMoed is endowed with Kedushas Yontif in Yalav HaYavo. So we have Yalav HaYavo. Again, later on, we're going to see there's a machlokes whether Yalav Yovah should be integrated into Birchas Modim or into Birchas Avoda. But whatever it is, everybody agrees that we have something called Yalav Yovah. Now, since Rosh Chodesh, in the case of Shachas V'Arvis, does not get its own bracha, but rather we mention the fact that today is Rosh Chodesh in Yalav Yovah. Therefore, Beit Shammai says we maintain that same structure with regard to Musaf. And even in Tefillas Musaf, in the case of Rosh Hashanah, which is also Rosh Chodesh, we're going to do exactly what we would do in a normal case of Shacharis, or Arvis, or Mincha for that matter, of Rosh Chodesh. And instead of giving Rosh Chodesh its own separate bracha, we're going to mention Rosh Chodesh and integrate that into another bracha. Again, and that's going to be Yalav Yovah either in Birchas Avodah or, as we'll see later on, in Birchas Hodah, like Chanukah and Purim is integrated into Birchas Hodah. So therefore, according to Rabbi Zeir's understanding of Beit Shammai, the case of Musaf, of Rosh Hashanah, with regard to mentioning a separate bracha, adding a separate bracha for Rosh Chodesh, is going to be a tefillah that's patterned after the other tefillahs of Rosh Chodesh. And the other tefillahs of Rosh Chodesh did not give Rosh Chodesh its own separate bracha, but rather we apply the principle of kolel. And therefore, what we're going to do is, just like in the case of Rosh Chodesh, we'll mention Rosh Chodesh in the bracha, and that's for sure. So for example, in Musaf of Rosh Chodesh, a normal Rosh Chodesh, we're going to say Mekadesh Yisrael for Rosh Chodashim, but we're not going to have a separate bracha to mention Rosh Chodesh. And also, for example, in the case of Shabbos, so we're going to say the following. Shabbos always gets its own bracha, like in the case of Shacharis or Arvis of Shabbos. And therefore, Beit Shammai maintains that if we want to match the pattern of Musaf on Shabbos, and now it's a case of Shabbos that overlaps with Rosh Hashanah, we're going to follow the pattern of every Shabbos, where we have a separate bracha for Shabbos, and therefore Beit Shammai jacks up the number of tefillah of brachos from 9 to 10. But as far as Rosh Chodesh is concerned, we have the paradigm case of Rosh Chodesh of the rest of the year, and if Rosh Chodesh is on the rest of the year, although in Musaf, we have a mention, of course, of Rosh Chodesh. But nevertheless, when it's Chal on Rosh Hashanah, meaning in the case of Aleph Tishrei, we're not going to say and recite a separate bracha, but rather we're going to include it just like we did in Shacharis V'Arvis. Meaning that we'll mention Rosh Chodesh, but we don't set up a separate bracha for Rosh Chodesh. So there are two types of chiyuvim over here. There's one chiyuv called Hazkara, to mention the day, and that could be fulfilled classically with Yalav Yovah, for example. And then there's another chiyuv called Kedusha Sayom. According to Beit Shammai, normally we would say that the Kedusha Sayom generates its own bracha. So if there's an overlap between Shabbos and Rosh Hashanah, we're going to need a separate bracha for Shabbos, because that's the pattern, and that always applies on every Shabbos, the whole year round. Even if it doesn't overlap with Rosh Hashanah, we're going to set up a separate bracha for Shabbos. And that's true, not only for Musaf, but also for Shacharis V'Arvis. But when we get to Rosh Hashanah, as far as Rosh Chodesh is concerned, and the question is it enough to have a Hazkara of Rosh Chodesh? Or do we need a separate bracha of Rosh Chodesh? The answer is, we're going to follow the pattern of Shacharis and Arvis. And Shacharis V'Arvis, although we do fulfill the Chiyuv Hazkara, and we mention Rosh Chodesh, but we don't have a separate bracha. And therefore, the Shacharis V'Arvis Tefillah of Rosh Chodesh, the whole year round, is going to be the pattern and the paradigm for Aleph Tishrei. And instead of, again, generating its own bracha as a Kiddush Sayom bracha, we're going to integrate it into the structure of the Musaf, as we would do in Shacharis V'Arvis. And therefore, says Reb Zera, we're not going to jack up the number, according to Beit Shammai, from 10 to 11. So the Gemara says, Umi Islu LeBeit Shammai Kolel. The Gemara now is going to reject Rabbi Zera. And the Gemara is going to prove from a Braisa that Beit Shammai does not have this principle of kolel. In other words, in a case, for example, of, let's say, Rosh Chodesh Shechalios B'Shabbos, is Beit Shammai going to accept the principle of kolel, which means that we're going to mention Rosh Chodesh on Shabbos in the Tfilas Musaf, but we're not going to have a separate brach b'fnei atzma, and listen to the Braisa. The Braisa says Rosh Chodesh Shechalios B'Shabbos Shammai Omer Mispal Shmona. Beit Shammai, in fact, will add a separate bracha in the Kedusha Sayyom for Rosh Chodesh. He's not going to be happy. It's not going to be sufficient for him just to mention Rosh Chodesh. He wants a separate bracha, and that jacks up the number of brachos of a regular Shabbos Musaf from 7 brachos to 8 brachos. And we're not going to accept the principle of kolel. We're not going to say, well, let's look at the paradigmic cases of Rosh Chodesh as far as Shachas V'Arvis is concerned. And there you just have a Chiv Haskar. You mentioned a Yal V'Yovo, but you don't need a separate bracha. We're going to do the same thing on a case where there's an overlap of Rosh Chodesh and Shabbos. Then, says Beit Shammai in the Braisa, so we're going to jack up the number from 7 to 8 and add a separate bracha to reflect the Kiddush Sayom of Rosh Chodesh in the Tfilas Musaf. We're not going to be impressed, neither by Shachris nor by Arvis. And we're not going to apply the principle of Kolel, Beisil Omer Mispal Sheva Brachos. According to Beisil, Rosh Chodesh is integrated to the very fabric of the Kiddush Sayom of Shabbos. And that's sufficient. Is Kasha. So this Braisa actually contradicts Rabbi Zeira. We're going to have to reject Rabbi Zeira. Now, once we reject Rabbi Zeira, then we got to go back to our original proof from Beit Shammai in the Braisa. Beit Shammai in the Braisa says, with regard to Rosh Hashanah, we recite in the Tfilas Musaf 10 brachos. We don't have an 11th bracha. And that would seem to indicate that we're not going to mention Rosh Chodesh on Rosh Hashanah at all. We just finished saying that even, that was Alchinami Mistabra on Omid Aleph, that even according to the Chachamim of Rabbi Dosa, we mention Rosh Chodesh on Rosh Hashanah. Here, according to Beis Hillel, he's not going to accept that, because if he doesn't have a kolel, we've proven from the Braisa that he doesn't have kolel, then every day that has a multiple dimensional Kedusha Sayom, every Kedusha Sayom requires its own bracha. And that's why Beit Shammai jack up the number of brachos from 9 to 10 in the case of an overlap between Shabbos and Rosh Hashanah. So why didn't they add the 11th bracha? According to Beit Shammai, being consistent, they would have had to have added the 11th bracha because it's Rosh Chodesh. And if there's a chiyuv to integrate and reflect in the tefillah about the fact that today is Aleph Tishrei as Rosh Chodesh, then you'd have to add another bracha because Beit Shammai reject the idea of kolel. So in fact, the Gemara now is going to bring a machlokas tanoim as to where we should mention Rosh Chodesh in a case of Rosh Chodesh on Shabbos with regard to the tefillos of Shachris v'Arvis. So the Gemara says, v'kolel atzmo, this din of kolel that applies to Shachris and Arvis when Rosh Chodesh overlaps with Shabbos is Tanoi, is a subject to a machlokas Tanoi. Tisanya, we learned in the Braisa, Shabbos Shechalios Rosh Chodesh Obechol Shel Moed Arvis v'Shachris Mispalel Kedarko Sheva V'Omer Me'ein Hama'oro Be'avoda Rabbi Lezer Omer Bahodo, Vim Lo Omer Machzir Nosa. So as far as Shachas V'Arvis is concerned, in the case of the overlap of Shabbos and Rosh Chodesh, or for that matter, Chol Shel Moed, the Braisa at this point reflects on one Shita, that it's enough on Shachas V'Arvis, and Mincha here mentions Mincha explicitly, that you have a Hazkara, that's called Me'ena Ma'ora. Again, there's a second machlokas, an interior machlokas, so to speak, as to where we should fulfill, at what point in the Shmoneh Esrei we should fulfill that mitzvah of Hazkara Sayom. According to one Tana, the Tanakama, it's Biavoda. We're going to mention Rosh Chodesh Chol HaMoed and Yalav Yovo in the Brach of Ritzeh. And that's exactly what we do on Rosh Chodesh and Chol HaMoed when it's a weekday. And Rabbi Eliezer says no, that we should mention Rosh Chodesh, Yalav Yovo, or Yalav Yovo Chol HaMoed in Hodah, in the Bracha of Modim. And that means that Rabbi Eliezer is following the pattern of Al HaNisim in Chanukah and Purim and applying that same pattern here to Rosh Chodesh and Chol HaMoed for that matter, that Yalav Yovo should be integrated into Birchas Modim. We're not familiar with that because we paskin like the Tanakhama. And the Brisa continues to telling us that if you omitted mention of Rosh Chodesh, whether you did so according to Tanakhama in Avodah, or you did so according to Rabbi Eliezer in Odah, Machzir also, he's going to have to repeat the Shmon Esrei in order to fulfill his mitzvah of Hazkarah. Uber Musafim. Now we get to Tfilas Musaf. So we're talking about a case of an overlap between Shabbos and Rosh Chodesh. What do we do in the Tfilas Musaf? Is Maschil B'Shal Shabbos, U'Mesayim B'Shal Shabbos, V'Yomer Kedush Sayom V'Emtza. According to the first Tana in this Brisa, when you get to Tfilas Musaf, you begin the middle bracha, which is called the Kedusha Sayom, and you start with Shabbos, V'siten lanu es yom ha-Shabbos hazeh, or according to one girsa, yom ha-manoach hazeh, the day of Menucha, and then you conclude that bracha with Shabbos, and you say, Bruch atah Hashem, Mekadosh HaShabbos. And the Kedusha Sayom of Rosh Chodesh, or for that matter of Chol HaMoed, is integrated into the middle of the bracha. So we're going to say V'sitin lanu es yom haShabbos hazeh, v'es yom Rosh HaChodesh hazeh, or v'es yom Chag HaSukkos hazeh, etc., etc. And that's all we do. We don't have any other chiyuv to set up a bracha of Kiddush Sayom for Rosh Chodesh. And according to this Tana, Rosh Chodesh, and for that matter Chol Shel Moed, gets a secondary Azkara. It's only an Azkara, except instead of the Azkara of Yalav Yovo, we integrate the Azkara into the fabric of the Kedush Sayom. But the Chasimas HaBracha is Mishal Shabbos. And Rosh Chodesh and Chol HaMoed sort of fade into the distance as far as the Chasimas HaBracha is concerned. And what we see now is that according to this Tana, we don't mention Rosh Chodesh as a separate bracha of Kedusha Sayom. It's not even integrated into the Nusa of the Chasima of the Kedusha Sayom. It's only a separate Azkara. And even though it's Rosh Chodesh, and even though it's Musaf, nevertheless, we're going to follow the pattern of Kolel, which would apply to the other Tfilos of Shachris and Arvis, and Mincha for that matter. And that's only a Chiyuv Haskara, which is fulfilled through Yalav Yovo, either in Avodah or in Odah. And here we're going to fulfill that Chiyuv Haskara by mentioning it, V'siten lano es yom, Rosh HaChodesh es yom, Chag HaSukkos hazeh, but it doesn't require its own bracha unto itself as part and parcel of the Kedush Sayom. And this would be even according to Beis Hillel, because Beis Hillel agrees that although we don't add a special bracha, an additional bracha for that additional dimension of the Kedush Hayom, but it will be mentioned in the Chasimas HaBracha. Here we have a Tana that's going to apply the principle of Kolel, and is going to say, well, when it comes to Rosh Chodesh, all we need is simply an Azkara, and therefore, we're going to follow the pattern of Shachris, Mincha, and Arvis, and the Azkara, in those cases, will be Al Viovo. We're going to fulfill Lechi of Haskara by mentioning Rosh Chodesh in the Kedush Sayom, but it's not a separate bracha. But Rav Shimon Gamliel, Rav Yishmael, Bruno Shal, Rav Rokhan, Rav Brocha Omrim, according to these two Tanoim, Rav Shimon and Rav Yishmael, Kol Mokom Shezokuk L'Sheva, Maskil B'Shal Shabbos, U'Messayim B'Shal Shabbos, V'Omer Kedush Sayom Bo'emtza. Any time that we need a bracha because of the Kedush Sayom, and that Kedush Sayom is the middle bracha of the Shmon Esrei, we have the three Rishonos, the three Achronos, and Ba'emtza, we have the Birchas Kedush Sayom, and that jacks you up from 6 to 7. Then even in Shachris V'Arvis, according to these Tanoim, we begin the middle bracha by mentioning, and now we're talking about a case of an overlap between Shabbos and either Rosh Chodesh or Chol Shel Moed. So we start Bishal Shabbos, Misayim v'shal Shabbos, but v'omer kedusha sayom v'emtza. He has to mention Rosh Chodesh or Chol HaMoed in the middle of the bracha, and the din of kolel, which applies in Shacharis v'yaris and Mincha, is not going to be accepted, except according to Rabbi Shimon and Rabbi Yishmael, b'noshel Rabbi Yochanan ben Brocha. The other Tanoim are not going to have the halach of kolel, Rosh Chodesh b'bracha emtzois, but rather in Shacharis v'yaris, they require a separate bracha, which is called, a separate azkara, I shouldn't say bracha, which is called Yal v'yavo, either in Avoda or in Hodah. So we have now, according to Rabbi Shimon and Rabbi Shmuel, a situation of the following. According to what we had until these two Tanoim, meaning the Tanakama, then he would recite Yal v'yavo, as we said, as a separate askara, or perhaps, if it's not Yal v'yavo, then in the case of Shabbos, he'll say V'sitein lanu Hashem l'keinu Es yom rosh ha-chodesh hazeh. But now, according to these Tanoim, and this is the way the Sfasemis explains the Shita of Rabbi Shimon and Rabbi Shmuel, even during a weekday, he's going to recite Yal v'yavo na'avodah hodah, and despite that fact, that's because there's no Kedush Sayom in the weekday tefillah. But in Shabbos, where there's a brachem tzoyis on the Kedush Sayom, these Tanoim hold that we have to mention the name of Rosh Chodesh anytime we mention the Yom. And although it's only Rosh Chodesh and Chol HaMoed, nevertheless, we have to mention the Yom itself. And that means that the middle bracha, which is called the Kedusha Sayom bracha, has to reflect the Azkara of Rosh Chodesh and Chol HaMoed in the middle of the bracha. And it's not sufficient, like it is in Shacharis v'Arvis, to just mention Rosh Chodesh as a separate Azkara, whether it be an additional Yal v'yavo here in Birchas Ritzeh, in Birchas Avoda, or Yal v'yavo in Birchas Hodah. That's not sufficient when it comes to the Musaf of Shabbos and Rosh Chodesh, but rather we have to integrate it into the very fabric of Kedushas Hayom. So it's not just enough to have Azkara. So again, although the other Tanoim, other than Reb Shimon and Rabbi Shmuel, they don't have a kolel of Rosh Chodesh Brochem Tzoyes, they have Yal v'yavo in Avoda or Hodah, but these Tanoim require, and it's not sufficient to have a mention of Rosh Chodesh in Avoda or Hodah, like a Yal v'yavo kind of thing, but rather, it's got to be integrated into the very fabric of the Kedushas Hayom. My Havi Allah, the Gemara says, how do we come to a final conclusion with regard to the issue of mentioning Rosh Chodesh on Rosh Hashanah? Should we mention Rosh Chodesh on Rosh Hashanah or not? Om Rav Chizda, Zikaron Echad Olalo, Lekan, Lekan, V'chein Omer Rabo, Zikaron Echad Olalo, Lekan, Lekan. That in the Tfilas Musaf of Rosh Hashanah, we don't mention Rosh Chodesh. Why? Because we really do mention Rosh Chodesh. How so? Yom HaZikaron. Rosh Chodesh is called Yom HaZikaron. Rosh Hashanah is called Yom HaZikaron. We don't need a separate Azkara of Rosh Chodesh unto itself. Now the Gemara is going to bring another issue about Rosh Hashanah. Not just the nature of the Tefillah of Rosh Hashanah, whether or not we should mention Rosh Chodesh or not, but rather the question of Yalavi of Shechion. Amar Rabba, Ki Avina Be Rav Huna, Iboilon. At the time that we got together in the yeshiva of Rav Huna, we had a suffolk amongst the colleagues in front of Rav Huna. Ma'u lomar zman v'Rosh Hashanah u'b'yom ha-kipuru. Should we mention Shechionu and recite that bracha or not? What are the two tzadu? Number one, we came into bizman, mizman ka'asi. This is something that happens once a year. It's a new zman. And on a new zman, we say Shechionu. We recite this bracha. Thank you, God, for bringing me to this special zman. I'm reading, therefore, we have to recite the bracha Shechionu on both Rosh Hashanah and on Yom HaKippurim. And we're going to have another suffix. What about the second day of Rosh Hashanah? Oh, Dilma, should we say no? Kamen delo ikri regalim lo amrinot. There's no brach of Shechiyonu unless it's a regal. And we find this in the Targum, meaning Unkelus, on the Pasuk Shalosh Regalim, which is in Parshas Ki Tisa, he says Tlas Zimnin. So we see that the word regel means Zman, and Zman means regel. And another example of that would be in the Parsha of Balak, you remember, where Bilam's Hasson, you know, bangs him up against the wall three times. It says there also Shalosh Pa'amim. So the word pa'amim means zmanim on three different occasions, shalosh zmanim. So therefore, although Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur have a kedushas moed, of that there's no doubt, but nevertheless, it's not called a moed as we call the other three moedim, because it doesn't have the status of a regel. A regel is a zman, and that's a special status that applies to the three regalim. And Shechiyonu v'Kimonu v'Yonu Lazman Hazeh is not appropriate for Rosh Hashanah and Rosh Chodesh. V'lo havi b'yodei, Rav Huna did not have an answer to this question. Now, I do want to mention on the side that the Rambam has a whole nother shita about this issue of reciting Shechiyonu on Rosh Chodesh, on Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur. And according to the Rambam, the issue has to do with Simcha. That the three regalim are endowed with v'samachta v'chagecha, a special high-profile chiyuv, an intense rejoicing of simcha. And the Rambam says that on Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur, when Sifrei Chaim, Sifrei Mesim, Psuchim Lefanecha, that sort of mitigates or lowers the level of simcha. We're in a state of Emes Hadin, and therefore we cannot recite that brach of Shechiyonu, which is generated by a state of simcha. But our Gemara has a different approach, and the reason why we would be hesitant to recite the brach of Shechiyonu, according to one side in the Gemara Safek, on Rosh Hashanah and Yom HaKippurim is because it's not called a regel. So Rabba, in that discussion in front of Rav Huna, adds the following. He says, V'chi asoy bei Rav Huna, Rav Yehuda. I got to the yeshiva of Rav Yehuda. I asked the same shaila, because when I was in the yeshiva of Rav Huna, Rav Huna declined to answer the question. Omar, Rav Yehuda responded, Ano akora chadata nami amina zman. Kora is a kind of a gourd. Perhaps it's what we would call today a dalas. And a dalas grows during certain seasons. And when I got a dalas, and it first came out in the market, I recited on the Dalas, not just Bori Pri Adama, but I also recited Shechiyonu. And therefore, Rabbi Yehuda, in response to Rabbi's question, is saying that if I recite the Brach of Shechiyonu on a Dalas, it's logical that Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur, I should also recite this Bracha. A Dalas Chadosha is something that comes Mizman Lizman. And even if you'll tell me that Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur are not called regalim, they don't have that special mitzvah of simcha, but nevertheless, it's certainly bar mizman lizman, no less than a gourd. Amalei, so Rabbi said to Rav Yehuda, you didn't answer my question. Rishus lo kami boilei. I didn't ask you, well, are you in a good mood and you're in a state of simcha when you eat this delas, because you've been waiting the whole year for the delas, and now it came out and you're serving it. So you recited Shechiyonu on your own initiative, on a new fruit that comes from Mishana Lashana once a year, and it grows in the field. So you're very excited about that. And you want to recite a Shechiyonu out of a state of simcha. Well, that's a reshus. That's up to you. That's subjective. I'm talking about the objective requirement and the obligation. Kika miboile chova mai. Is there an absolute requirement to recite Shechiyonu on Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur? The fact that you took the initiative and you did so with regard to a Dlas Chadosh, a Pri Chadosh, that doesn't prove anything about a Chiyut. The Amar Li and Rabbi Yudah responded to me, the Rav Shmuel de Amit Ravayu, Ein Omer Zman El B'Sholosh Regolet. Now, I'm not sure exactly what Rav and Shmuel are saying over here. Are they saying that the issue or the question of Shechiyonah on Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur is subjective. It is a question of Rishus, and you decide for yourself whether you're in a state of Pachad or you're in a state of Simcha. We're crowning Hashem as the King of the universe, and we're in a great Simcha that God waits for us to Rosh Hashanah to establish Him as the King of the universe, and that's Simcha. Or does Rav and Shmuel mean something else? Ein Omer Zman. That we have two categories. We have a category called the Pri Chadash, and that might reflect the fact that you're B'Simcha, and therefore it's a Rishos. And then we have something called the Zman, where the Zman itself generates Shefion. If the Zman is generating Shefion, then you have two options, and only two options. It's either a Rishos, or it's a Chova. If it's not a Chova, then it's nothing. Then there's no room to make the bracha. It becomes a bracha shein tzricha, a bracha levatola. We don't have a concept of rishus in brachas, that, you know, it's up to you to decide whether you recite a bracha. The only exception to that rule is shechiyonu v'kimonu, because you have to say to Hashem, I'm in a state of simcha, God, thank you for bringing me to this great moment. And that's a subjective issue in the case of a pre-chadash. That could fit into the category of rishus. But with regard to Shechiyonu in Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur, that already fits into the universal pattern and the issue of Chova. This is not a question of, are you in the mood to recite Shechiyonu, or you're not in the mood? And the answer is that since it's not a Zman in the sense of a Regel, because nowhere does the Torah classify Rosh Hashanah or Yom Kippur as a Regel, therefore you can't say Shechiyonu v'kimonu v'gyonu la Regel, meaning la Zman, Hazeh. So I'm not sure about that. I didn't find anything here in the commentaries. Meisvei, the Gemara now asks the kash on Rav and Shmuel. We have a pasuk in Koheles, and we're going to see a machlokas tanoim, how to interpret this pasuk. In the 11th chapter of Koheles, Shlomo Melech writes, Tein chelek l'shiva v'gam l'shmona. We're going to divide up this pasuk into three parts. Number one, Tein Chelek L'Shiva, which means give a special state or status to one of seven. And then we have Shmona, give a special status to one of eight. And then we have in the middle the word Vagam. Vagam is always a ribui. So first we're going to learn the Shita of Rabbi Eliezer. Rabbi Eliezer Omer, Shiva Elu Shiva Simei Breishis. It means out of the 7 days of the week, we give a special chashivus to Shabbos. So that's Tein Chelek L'Shiva. And the Chelek Echad that has a special status out of this group of 7 days is Shabbos. Ushmona El Shmona Yimei Mila. We take the 8 days after the child is born. And in a male child, the 8th day gets a special status because that's the mitzvah Mila. Rabbi Yeshua Omer Shiva El Shiva Yimei HaPesach. The Pasuk wants to teach me that there's something special about every single day of Pesach. And here the word Shiva, according to Rabbi Yeshua, refers to all Shiva. And they're all uniform. They're all upgraded to the same status. As far as what? We don't know. That's going to come up in the Gemara right now. But Shmona Elu Shmona Simeach Chag, which means that Sukkot has an extra day beyond the 7 days. So as far as Shiva is concerned, we need a special ribui for Shiva Simei Pesach. We don't need that same ribui for Shiva Simei Sukkos. But in Sukkos we have the Tein Chelki L'Shmona, and that's the 8th day, which is called Shmini Atzeres. And that is a special status as the 8th day. So it's not the 8th day of Mila, but the 8th day of Sukkos, which is Shmini Atzeres. Now what about the extra word V'gam? Ukshu Omer V'gam? L'rabos atzeres v'Rosh Hashanah v'Yom HaKippur. Atzeres means Shavuos, and Rosh Hashanah Yom HaKippurim. All these are added, and they get a special chelek, an upgraded status, derived from the word v'gam. My, what does Rabbi Yeshua have in mind? What does he mean when he says, Shivas Yimei Pesach, we have to give them that great status, all 7 days? And then he adds the 8th day of Sukkot, which is Shmini Atzeres, and he has a special ribui of Vagam for Shavuos Rosh Hashanah, and Yom HaKippurim. My love, Lizmat, L'chora, he's talking about the Chiyuv of Birchas Shechiyonu. And what he's telling us is that on all 7 days of Pesach, we recite Shechiyonu. Now that's impossible, because all 7 days of Pesach are one Yontif. So the Gemara is going to ask, how could there be Shechiyonu on all 7 days of Pesach? That's going to be the next question in the Gemara. And then, when it comes to Chagas Sukkos, you might think that it's enough that he recited Shechiyonu on Sukkos. No, he needs a separate Shechiyonu for Shmini Atzeret. And Shavuos, under the word Vagam, derived from that, requires Shechiyonu. I'm not sure why we need a special Pasuk to include Shavuos in Shechiyonu. And then we have Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, explicitly mentioned by Rabbi Yeshua as a derivation of the extra word Vagam. So we see clearly that we recite Shechiyonu not only on Shalosh Regalim. I mean, we could squeeze in Shmini Atzeres as part of Shalosh Regalim, and that generates Shechiyonu, certainly Shavuos. But Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, that's against Rav Shmuel. Rav Shmuel both agreed that there's no Shechiyonu in Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur. The Gemara says, lo, that's not what Rabbi Yeshua has in mind. He wasn't referring to the bracha of Shechiyonu, but rather the bracha, meaning the Kedushas Hayom, that there are days that are endowed with Kedushas Hayom. And when we get to the bracha of Kedushas Hayom, which culminates with Baruch Atah Hashem Mekadesh Yisrael Vit, we should mention the Zmanim. We should mention the Zmanim of Pesach, all 7 days. We should mention on Shmini Atzeres Zman, on Shavuos Zman, on Rosh Hashanah Zman, Mekadesh Yisrael Ve'azman. Now on this, there's a long discussion in the Achronim as to why we need a special ribui in this pasuk to teach us about mentioning these days in the Kedushas Hayom. I mean, that seems to be obvious, that in the bracha of Kedushas Hayom, we have to mention the Kedushas Hayom. So there are those who claim, but it's a very difficult position, that the ribui here is that it's not enough to say Mekadesh Yisrael Ve'hazmanim, in a generic sense, but you have to say Mekadesh Yisrael v'yom hazikaron, or Mekadesh Yisrael v'yom ha-kippur, and we have to mention the name of the day. That's not a simple matter, because l'chora all yomim tovim, and certainly Shavuos and Shmini Atzeres fit into the Mekadesh Yisrael v'azman. More likely, when he says lebracha, he means to integrate them into the very fabric of the bracha, and then the chasima of Baruch Mekadesh Yisrael ve'hazmanim is a fulfillment of integrating these various Yomim Tovim and Kedushas Hayom days into the bracha itself. The Gemara says, "Hachi nami mistaber di salkit daitach zman." If you're going to tell me that the tein chelik of Rabbi Yeshua to upgrade the status of these days is as far as the bracha of Shechiyonu, is man kol shivami ika? How can he say that during the 7 days of Pesach we're going to recite Shechiyonu? That makes no sense at all. You'll ask me about Sukkos. Why does he mention the 7 days of Sukkos for Shechiyonu? So the answer might be that there's no question that every day of Sukkos generates its own Zman, because the Musaf and the Korbanos of Sukkos change from day to day. But in the case of Pesach, it's one uniform Korban, set of Korban. Korbanos for Musaf, and therefore it's a big chiddush to say that every day of Pesach requires a Shechiyonu. But how could that be? All you need is one Shechiyonu, and that's going to cover you for all of Pesach. Lo kash, that doesn't bother me. To ilo mevarcha idna mevarch lemachro liyom achore. If in event that he omitted Shechiyonu on the first day, then he could say Shechiyonu, and he's required to do so on the second day, and the third day, and the fourth day. Every day requires its own Shechiyonu. And again, that's one Shechiyonu for all of Yontif. But if he didn't recite Shechiyonu, then he has to fit in the Shechiyonu. And he could do so on any one of the 7 days. Even in the case of Pesach, although nothing changed from one day to the next, but nevertheless, it's a new Chag, and every day of Pesach has that Kedusha of Chag HaPesach, and it generates a Chiyuv Shechiyonu, an event that he omitted Shechiyonu until that point. The Gemara adds the following: Mikol makom, if you're telling me that, at least according to the Hava Mina, you need Shechiyanu, is then Be'inan Kos. One second. Shechiyanu should be recited on a Kos. Why is that so? And the Gemara is going to object. How can you say in the Hava Mina that Tein Chelik L'Shiva according to Rabbi Yeshua Shiva Simei HaPesach means Shechiyanu? And now it means that every day of Pesach, in event that he didn't recite the Shechiyanu until this point, would require a Shechiyanu. Where's your kos? The Gemara says he doesn't have a kos. He doesn't have a kos shel yayin. Back in the time of the Gemara, yayin was expensive. That's why we have a takana of atachonin in Avdolah in Shmon Esrei Gemara in Titus. And they didn't have yayin. Okay, they had yayin for four cups of yayin on the first night, but the rest of Pesach, did they have yayin? How could they recite Shechiyanu without yayin? And the Gemara, without even spelling it out, has an underlying premise over here, and that is that any special bracha that's a bracha of Shevach Vodoya requires a kos. And we're going to recite two brachas, that Shevach, and we're going to recite Borei Priya Gofer. Mention a few examples. We have Sheva brachas for Chasen Kala, Ala Koshel Yai. Birchas Avdola, Shevach Takodesh Baruch Hu for Shabbos, and Chol, on a Koshel Broch. Every Birchas HaShevach requires a Koshel Broch. And therefore, Shechiyanu, which is a classic Birchas HaShevach, should require a Kos. What I don't understand is, according to this Hava, meaning the Gemara, that if I hear thunder or lightning and I recite a Birchas HaShevach, I should take out a Koshel Yayin and make it a Borei Priya Gofen. So Gemara says, Leib Messiah, therefore we have to support the principle of Rav Nachman. The Omer Rav Nachman, Zman Omro Afilu Bishuk. You're out in the marketplace, you have no access to a cup of wine, you recite Shechiyanu. If you have wine, the implication would be that you should recite Shechiyanu over a kosher yayin. So now the Gemara wants to say, from the fact that there is Shechiyanu during the days of Pesach, it probably means that you're leaving out a kosher yayin. You're going to recite Shechiyanu without a kosher yayin, and that's going to be a support for Rav Nachman. The Gemara is fighting against that. Maybe there's no support for Rav Nachman. We don't want to accept Rav Nachman. Holokasha de ikla lekos. That the case of Pesach was a case where you happen to have a kos. Seinu chinami, the Gemara insists that you require a kos and a borei priya gofen in order to recite Shechiyanu. And in the case of Shiva Simei HaPesach, if he didn't recite Shechiyanu on the first night, he's got the second, third, fourth, etc., and he's going to recite it over a kos. And the case is that he has a kos. He's a rich guy. He has yayin. The Gemara says, "Hotena chatzeres Rosh Hashanah, but Yom HaKippur mehechi avid." Are you insisting by rejecting Rav Nachman that Shechiyanu requires a kos? I could do that on Atzeres, on Shavuos. I can do that on Rosh Chodesh, on Rosh Hashanah, but I can't do that on Yom HaKippur. Why? Because im varech alei v'shasile, if he recites Shechiyanu on a kos right before Yom Kippur, and then he would recite Borei Priya Gofen and drink the wine, he can't do that. Kevin the Yomer Zman, once he recited Shechiyanu v'kibon v'gyanu Zman, and said that's a Kabbalah's Yontiv, is Kibble Alei accepted upon himself the Kedushas Hayom, v'yosale, he can't drink from the wine. The Yomer Lei Rav Yirmiyah Bar Abba L'Rav, mi badalt. This is a Gemara in Masechta Brachas on Daf Chav Zayin, and it was a case where Rav davened Myriv of Shabbos early on Erev Shabbos, like we do in the summertime. And Rabbi Yirmi asked him, as soon as you dab Myriv, did you terminate your malacha? Meaning, did you accept upon yourself Kiddush Sayom? Yomalei in Badilna, yes. I no longer do malacha. Once I recite Arvis and there's Kiddush in Arvis, then that's a considered an acceptance of Kiddush Sayom, and therefore I'm enjoined from doing malacha. The Gemara, by equation, analogy, says the same thing should apply to Shechiyanu on Erev Yom HaKippurim. The very moment that he recites the bracha Shechiyanu on Erev Yom Kippurim, he accepts upon himself the Kedush Sayom, he's not allowed to drink the kos. And if you'll tell me, Liv Rucha Lev Vilanche, maybe you'll say he'll make the Borei Priya Gofen, and he's not going to drink from the kos. That's impossible. Hamivarech, Tzarech Sheyitom. We have a principle in halacha that when you make a bracha, you have to drink from the kos. So how is he going to drink from the Bar Pri HaGofen of the kos once he recited Shechiyonu? He's mekabel on himself to say Yom HaKippurim. And if he doesn't drink from the kos, that's a violation of the rule of Hamivarech Tzarech Sheyitom. Perhaps you could suggest Les Ve'lu, something that we do during the 9 days, if you remember, for Avdola. Why don't we give the kos to a tinok, to a youngster, and let him drink it? He's not enjoined from eating or drinking on Yom HaKippurim. And the Gemara says, Les Hilchasa Kirav Acha Bar Yaakov. The halacha is not like Rav Yaakov Bar Yaakov, who says that when a gadol is asked to do something, we're allowed to give it to a child, and he could do it. No. We're not going to allow that. Why? Dilma Asi L'Misrach. If you give, let's say, I'll give one example, a dramatic example, a 12-year-old, give him to drink from the wine on Yom Kippur. A year later, he might come to think that he's allowed to drink on Yom Kippur. So we don't do and allow for a tinok that which we're enjoined from doing as a gadol. We're not going to train a tinok in a way that would mislead him. And he'll say, well, this is what I did last year, this is what I'm going to do this year after I'm bar mitzvah. So again, it comes out that according to what we're saying now, there's no way out here. If you're going to require, as an absolute requirement, a bar pri hagafen and a koshal yayin for the bracha of Shechiyonu, how could it be that, at least according to one havamina, we thought Rabbi Yeshua, with the word vagam, is telling us that you recite Shechiyonu on Yom HaKippurim? Where's the kos going to be? So the Gemara asks, my Havi'Allah, what's the final conclusion with regard to Amiras Bircha Shachiyonu Rosh Hashanah and Yom HaKippurim? Shidrua Rabbanu Rav Yemar Saba Kame de Rav Chizda Bimale Yoma de Reish Shata, on a specific Erev Rosh Hashanah, they asked him the question, the Amule, and they told Rav Yemar, Zil Chazi Hechi Ovid Uvda Vita Emalach. Please, go over to Rav Chizda and check him out and come back and tell us exactly what he did. Ki Chazia, when Rav Chizda saw Rav Yemar, Omar Lehi said to Rav Yemar, this is an idiomatic expression, he says, Dol Yua L'Retiva Rafsa Le Beduchte, a person picks up a wet, moist piece of wood, which is not roi lasuk, you can't use it as firewood because it's so wet. It must be that he picked it up for some other purpose. He needs to use that piece of wood. He didn't just pick it up for naught. And Sarhu S. Mekomo Shalates, maybe he has to how do you say in English, lefanot, he has to vacate the space that was occupied by the piece of wood. He needs that space. So therefore, in the Nimshal, Rav Yemar, you came to see me on Erev Rosh Hashanah. You must have been interested in learning some sort of din. You didn't just come for naught. Aisulei kosa dechamra. And Rav Yemar sees that they bring in front of Rav Chizda a koshal yayin, v'kodesh v'yomer zman. And he recited Kiddush with Shechiyonu, and he drank from the kos. So we see that there's a chiyuv of Shechiyonu on Rosh Hashanah, and the Gemara assumes that that's true even on Yom Kippur. Even though, again, on Yom Kippur we have a complication here, because if we're going to recite Shechiyonu on Yom Kippur, we're going to need a kos. And the answer is going to be that we paskin like Rav Nachman, that Shechiyonu could be recited even without a kos. Again, if all things are ideal and perfect, we'll recite Shechiyonu over a kos. But on Yom Kippur, where it's impossible, we'll recite Shechiyonu without a kos. And Hilchos, the bottom line, is Omer Zman, Rosh Hashanah Yom HaKippurim, Hilchos Zman, Omer Afilu B'Shuk. So we pass in like this story of Rav Chizda, that was against the Shita of Rav and Shmuel, that we do recite Shechiyonu on Rosh Hashanah and Yom HaKippurim. In the case of Rosh Hashanah, we'll integrate the Shechiyonu into our Kiddush, and there's a Bar Pri HaGofen Shtiyas Yayin, so that Shechiyonu is now fulfilled on its ideal level together, integrated with a Koshal Yayin. In the case of Yom Kippur, we're going to have to invoke the principle of Rav Nachman, that you can recite, and you are responsible to recite Shehecheyanu even in the absence of a kos. Amar Rabba ki avina be Rav Huna, when we were in the yeshiva of Rav Huna, Iboilon, we had a suffix in front of Rav Huna, bar be Rav, a Talmud who's studying in the yeshiva, the Yosef v'tanisa b'mali shabsa. They used to have a minhag in those days that the yeshiva bachim would fast on Erev Shabbos. And the reason apparently was so that they should come to eat the Suda Shabbos l'teyavon. You know, we unfortunately have a tendency of filling ourselves up on Erev Shabbos. Is he fasted, this Talmud, fasted on Erev Shabbos, ma'ol hashlume, should he continue his fast without breaking it? Or should we say no? If he doesn't break his fast before Shabbos, he'll be in a state of inui. He'll be in a state of affliction because he's absolutely famished. And that's not the way to enter into Shabbos. That's a tzar and a tainus on Shabbos. So therefore, he should break his tainus before nightfall. Velohavi biyode. And Rav Huna did not know how to answer the question. So we can already anticipate what's going to happen if Rav Huna doesn't know the answer. Asoy lekami to Rav Yehuda. We're going to go to Rav Yehuda to get an answer. But guess what? In this case, lo havi biyode, and even Rav Yehuda did not know the answer. The Gemara, which we'll do for tomorrow's daf, is going to quote a brisa, and the brisa is going to address a case that's very, very similar. The Gemara is going to assume an analogy, and that's the case where Tisha B'Av is on Shabbos, or, and this is more important, on the top of Mem Aleph Omid Aleph, Erev Tisha B'Av, Shechalios B'Shabbos. We don't have that in our calendar, but they had a possibility of Erev Tisha B'Av, Shechalios B'Shabbos. And the question is, what's going to happen here? Because if okay, so this is actually not the case, but we're going to have a case where Erev Shabbos is Tisha B'Av. That's later on in the Braisa. Chalios Tisha B'Av be Erev Shabbos. So now what happens is that he's fasting on Tisha B'Av. He's going to go into Shabbos, and he's absolutely famished. And he's going to continue his fast into Shabbos. We don't fast on Shabbos. And this Braisa is going to say that he has to break his fast before Shabbos so that he doesn't enter into Shabbos in a state of inui. And that's going to be the entire sugya back and forth on Daf Mem Aleph. And that is your homework assignment for Rosh Hashanah. So we'll get together, Mitzvah Shem, on Yom Shadi, on Tzom Gedalia. And let me take this opportunity to wish you all a great Shana Tova. And it should be a year of health, a year of happiness, a year of Torah, a Gittin Kvittel. I just have to say this. I will not be giving the Meshechach Mashir. I have to figure out a way of communicating that. There's too much going on in my life today to set up Rosh Hashanah in Katamon so I could be with the Amic Learning Center. So therefore, there's a million things on my head. I don't think I'll be able to give the Meshechach Mashir today. So it might be no get to you, Jerry, and therefore pass on the word. I'll try to somehow get out, based on memory, an email to those I remember, or I think I remember that participate in the Meshechach Mashiach. Okay then?
Shkach.
Thank you so much. A good commitment.